Always a pleasure, though, to have my next guest on, retired Major General Paul Valley. General, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Don.
Well, great to have you here. Obviously, some uncertain times here. But before we get into any specifics, I want to talk about foreign policy. I have some real concerns, and I'm sure you do as well. Let's talk about this, because there is some uncertainty right now. What are your thoughts on how this all ends up?
You mean in regards to the Biden and the new...
Yeah. Yep, the election challenges.
Just from what I've seen and the people that he's talking about bringing in, if he ever becomes president, are the weakest slate I've ever seen. But as far as national security, I think you're going to see the same thing that was under Obama. There's going to be a declination. There's going to be a downgrade of our security, of our armed forces. You're going to see money shifted from that. As Trump has been so successful in building up our military capability in the last 4 years and the morale, I think you're going to see, again, it's going to be downgraded. And that's not good for America.
No, it isn't. And one of the things you and I have talked about a lot, and I had an opportunity to even talk to President Trump about this, was the Iran deal. So, I mean, this was a huge, monumental situation where he canceled that deal. He took away the emboldenedness of Iran. And you've got Lurch now, who's apparently going to be part of this whole thing, John Kerry.
Right.
And we know what his relationship was with Iran. We know how he feels about the deal. Do you see us going back into that? And how can that in any way possibly be good for America?
Oh, I think they're going to try to get back into it and reestablish some form of that deal. Some of it's passé at this point in time, but they'll certainly collude with some of the European leaders, and you'll see an appeasement type of attitude towards Iran. When we see Iran continuing to be a vast supporter of international terrorism, We see a continued build-up of their nuclear capability, their armed force. They've made no concessions whatsoever. But as I understand them, the embargoes and what they've done on the economic front has weakened Iran considerably. But, in the background, China's supporting Iran, in the background.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you kind of just touched on something here I want to get a little deeper into, because it's not just what this does to America. It's getting back into a deal with Iran. It's going to embolden them again. And we've seen these peace deals that the President Trump has been able to accomplish here, especially over the last 6 months. And that's because I think that's because the American position when it comes to Iran, they didn't want to step up and be friendly with Israel as long as we were in that situation. So what does that do to the rest of the world? What's the message we're going to send the rest of the world if we try to get back into that deal?
Well, it's going to show again a presidency that acquiesces, is weak, does not stand up to the threats against not only Europe, the Middle East, but the United States. But the coalition and the new move of aligning the Middle East countries, President Trump has been successful at the last few months. Israel continues to strengthen its capability. You've got Saudi Arabia that is entertaining joining a whole new relationship with Israel, for example. They haven't done it yet, as far as I know, but that's probably forthcoming. So you've got those states that are aligned with the United States against any initiatives or threats from Iran. And Iran is threatened, of course, to go in and take over the oil fields in the northeast part of Saudi Arabia. And they've had those plans for quite a while. So you can't acquiesce to Iran because they are aggressive. You find it very tough to negotiate with them. That's just the way they are. But their economy is very weak right now, and that could have an impact on what they do.
Yeah, exactly. I want to shift to China, because this is also, I think, for me, I think, and we've talked about this before in the program too, I think President Trump did a great job handling China, not acquiescing to them and letting them know that we are still the United States of America. What are your concerns when it comes now to China? We all know the story of Joe Biden. He's got a horrible record when it comes to dealing with China. He acquiesces to them. He lets them pretty much do whatever they want. What are your biggest concerns when it comes to China going forward if Joe Biden ends up becoming president?
Well, it would be the same thing. And he could be compromised because of the deals that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have had with the Chinese Communist Party. That's been proven. That is a fact. And I think... China certainly wants Biden to be the president because they'll be dealing with a very weak president that can be compromised. And the same thing with the staff that Biden will bring in. So we see another weakening of America going downhill again. That's why we cannot permit Joe Biden to be president of the United States. We just can't do it.
Yeah, agreed. You know, I was reading one of your articles, standupamericaus.org. Everybody check it out. Eyes on China. This is about a week ago you put this out. There are so many great points made in that article, and I just want to talk a little bit about them. One is America. As citizens, we cherish our freedom. We cherish our liberty. But it's changed under President Trump because it's like people are willing to give up their freedoms just because of a hatred for President Trump, or they read this article after article about what a horrible human being he is. He's evil. But did you ever think you would see the American people actually saying, yeah, okay, I'm okay with losing some freedoms just because I hate this guy so much?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, of course, that's been promoted by the media since President Trump took over. So he's had the media beating on him, and then he's had the deep state conglomerates beating on him across the board in the deep state. And then you've had members of Congress and the Senate against him. You've had the rhinos, Republicans in name only, like Romney, for example, continue to batter attack the president. So he's had no time. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's had the time to counter everything that they're trying to do, and he's won at each and every occasion. But, you know, he's battling all those things. At the same time, he's trying to run the country from a financial standpoint, from national security, for a stronger government, a more efficient government, less regulations, coming up with the vaccines for COVID-19. So as he continues, and this is his mindset, he gets up every morning, he wants to do positive things for the American people. He doesn't get up and say, okay, I'm going to attack Chuck Schumer today and Nancy Pelosi and the deep state. He's not going to do that. He does it in part because he has to, and the media. But the grand proportion of his time is to make America great and continue to make America great again and across the board.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we've talked a lot about the media and the media's role in all this. And you mentioned it there in that answer where the media was, I mean, they were all in on this thing on hating President Trump from day one. General, what are these guys going to do now? If Joe Biden wins and President Trump goes away, what are they going to do? Their whole world revolves around President Trump at this point.
Yeah. They're going to have to dig up, start doing some investigative reporting. But one of the positive things that may come out of this is, and I'm part of a group that's looking to create a whole new news media conglomerate, an organization that would include international business as well as domestic reporting. As Fox goes further to the left, you'll see a decay in the media, continued decay, and we really need a brand new, vibrant news organization in America.
Yeah, we do. And yeah, I think many people are clamoring for that. And in fact, that's one of the great things in your article, too. You talk a lot about that. You talk about the former Soviet Union and how people just, they realized that, hey, this was propaganda and that they were being lied to. But there's also a quote from a Russian reporter. I can't quote it right now, but where he basically said, the American people just believe what our media says. And that's the big difference between what happened in the former Soviet Union and what's happening here today in America.
Yeah, there's so many lambs in America, as I call them, you know, and the wolves are out there. That's for sure to take control of the lambs and the Americans that really don't understand what's going on. Many of them that watch CNN, MSNBC, they can get completely diverted from what really is going on because the actual reports aren't there, especially on the positive things that the president has done. And you notice also, Don, we cover international events sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
Sparingly. You'll see something every once in a while, but boy, not much. And that's why we need to really cover the international scene more because it affects everything we do in the United States and vice versa. That's why a news media that has a great, strong international presence that BBC used to have, this can be created. I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to counter all the bad media.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that was kind of my point, General, on what is the media going to do? And the answer was what you said. They're going to have to start doing some investigative journalism again and actually realize there is a whole world out there. So I think that'll be fascinating to watch. I want to talk about this. We talk about standupamericaus.org. Everybody can go there. Right. They can help you out. But there's another organization that you founded, and it's Christmas time coming up. Maybe they make great gifts. Talk a little bit about NEMO.
Well, NEMO Arms, it's www.nemoarms.com, and we basically develop, from a lot of research and development, new arms, particularly for our military and police, but also for our hunters and our shooters. And we have a vast array of products on nemoarms.com that you can go there and buy a nice Christmas gift. After the first year, we'll be coming out with our new shotguns. Which are tied into a popular firm in Italy that makes some of the best shotguns in the world. So anyhow, go to nemoarms.com and you can find your nearest dealer and a great Christmas gift. It really is.
Absolutely.
A great Christmas gift.
Next time I come out there, I want to shoot one of those Watchman 300s. Those look pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you
absolutely.
Back out.
You bet. So, okay, one more time, give us the standupamericaus.org, your mission, how can they help you, and how do they get there?
Well, we're basically, we were founded in 2005. We stand up for the Constitution, for the Republic, for liberty, freedom, an honest government, a smaller government, and that's what we support. And we've been very successful at, spreading that message continually every day of the year. And,
yeah, exactly.
Through social media, through radio, TV, through articles that we publish. Our newsletter comes out every week now for a while, and then we'll go back to 2 weeks, which is authored and editor is Ray DiLorenzo, has done just a great job for us in producing that newsletter.
Yeah.
So.
And General, if this thing sticks the way it looks right now, we're going to need you again more than ever, just like we did for the 8 years previously. So looking forward to everything you guys got going on. StandupAmericaUS.org. Everybody check it out. And check out NEMO. Those things are awesome. So General, always a pleasure to have you on the program. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. General Paul Vallely, everybody, check it out. NEMO, some really cool stuff on there. So, again, Christmas time, just saying. And check out standupamericaus.org.